Several years ago, a site called Burjahoma near Srinagar was found by the Archaeological Society, Survey of India, and they found in that a pillar in which there was a drawing of apparently two suns in the sky and an apparent hunting scene. So there was somebody hunting with a bow and arrow, a deer was being hunted, and there was apparently these two supporting people. And the question that we had is, how come there are two suns in the sky? Because you don't get two suns in the sky. And if the sun and moon are so close, then moon is essentially headed for new moon, so you won't see anything. So we argued that one of the objects was a transient object, but so bright that it could be brighter than the moon to be visible by the daytime or sufficient to attract their attention. And so we went and looked back at the catalogs of past such events, in the sense that such an event, if an object is so bright, it would essentially be a supernova. And supernovas are the death throes of a star. When the star is about to die, it essentially explodes into a spectacularly bright object, and that is what is called supernova. And even though it becomes invisible to unaided eye within a matter of a few weeks, in X-ray catalogs you can see it for millions of years. So we looked at the X-ray catalog and we found only one object which was close to the path of the sun in the sky and which was close enough to us so that it could have been visible in the daytime. It would have been brighter than full moon. And so we thought maybe that is the supernova that has been depicted. So then we asked the question as to where was the supernova in the sky, and it turns out that it is very close to a constellation called Orion, which is known as the Hunter constellation. And next to Orion is a constellation called Taurus, which looks like a bull. And so we went back and looked at the drawing in complete, that if you put the supernova where it is cataloged, then the Hunter and the Taurus, the bull, etc., everything fits with the hunting scene that is shown there. So the Hunter seems to be the Orion constellation, Taurus seems to be the deer that is being hunted, seems to be the Taurus constellation, and then there are other objects also which fit into the night sky beautifully. So our conclusion is that given the drawing is between earlier than 2000 BC, we wanted to look for a supernova between 2000 and 10,000 BC, and the supernova that we identified is about 2500 BC. It is also close to the path of the sun. It would have been bright enough to be visible even during daytime daytime in the sky, in the sense that it was brighter than new moon. And the rest of the drawing fitted beautifully into astronomical constellations as you would derive even if you looked at the sky without any prior opinion. So given all these four things, we think that what we have identified is the oldest supernova record by a human being. There have been earlier records of the sky, constellations, etc., as old as 15,000 years ago in French caves, etc. The only known record of supernova drawing until recently used to be some 600 or 700 BC in China. So we think this is the oldest recording of supernova in the sky. And in order to make sure that our peers agree with this, letting the press stories come, we have actually published this in a proper refereed journal where somebody independently has looked at our conclusions and agreed, and it is now available as a publication in the Indian Journal of History of Science. So we wanted to make sure that our peers agree with our conclusions before we published it, and we think we now have one of the oldest records of supernova, or the oldest record of supernova, dating to about 5,000 years ago, around 2500 BC or so.
How important do you think this discovery is from, you know, if one is to consider the prehistory of human beings on the planet?
The view we have of prehistoric human beings is a rather primitive one, where they hunted and ate and slept, and that was about all. We don't appreciate their own intellectual curiosity about the sky, about the environment, etc., because we don't have any written literature, because writing didn't exist then. So we sort of ignore their capabilities. It is only seen in terms of rock art and other creative things that they would have done. Their songs, etc., are lost. But at least their artwork we can see. And this turned out to be a particularly insightful artwork, in the sense that not only is the art beautiful, it records something that you would have to be very sharp and very observant to notice, because something very bright would appear in the sky, brighter than the full moon, and then disappear in 2 weeks. So I think it makes us think once again that maybe we are underestimating the intelligence of our ancestors.
One last question that... as you're suggesting that this pictorial depiction was quite accurate to a considerable degree, so correct. Can one assume from that there are ancestors probably knew more about the sky than we give them credit for?
Yeah, but in the sense that they did, they definitely looked at the sky more carefully and more intently than we give them credit for. So they would have their own idea of what are constellations and how the sky patterns move and which are the sky patterns associated with monsoon, for example, etc. So prehistoric people would have depended a lot on the skies, and this kind of study show you that yes, they were taking sky very seriously.
Dr. Vaiya, thank you so much for speaking with us.
The pleasure is mine.